Hundreds of thousands of Hoosiers lost their jobs and income by no fault of their own due to the pandemic. For many, an extra $600 unemployment benefit helped them stay afloat. Then it expired. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports, some workers say they're still waiting weeks, sometimes months, for any payment at all from the Department of Workforce Development.
I'm sitting with Rebecca Schreck and Tom Gross outside their apartment in Goshen. Gross has severe respiratory problems and is on oxygen, so it's especially important to keep physical distance outside, even as a landscaping crew cuts down a tree nearby.
At least it's not raining.
For 12 weeks now, Schreck's been waiting for unemployment benefits. The system claims she's working full-time, but lately she only gets scheduled 3 or 4 hours a week at a Subway sandwich store.
I am struggling to pay bills, struggling to get to my husband's meds, which he needs to survive. It is just a mess.
Schreck says she sent at least 50 emails and made 20 phone calls to the Department of Workforce Development, but no one has fixed her issues.
You guys say that you want to help the people, so help the people and not to ignore us.
In Indianapolis, Karina Ertle waited for months, too. She works at trade shows and pro sports games. When the pandemic struck in March, all her gigs got canceled. Then she got some big news.
I guess I didn't mention that I'm pregnant right now. I'm 25 weeks pregnant.
With just a single income, she jumped online and filed for unemployment benefits for the first time in her life. And then she waited. And waited and waited.
I probably waited about a month before I thought, wait a second, something's not right. And then I started kind of clicking around and I saw it said that I was full-time employed, which kind of blew my mind because obviously I'd been at home not working.
She called DWD about the mistake. They told her to just keep waiting. Without an income, she racked up debt on rent, food, and other bills. So 8 weeks in, she started writing handwritten letters and calling everyone in government she could think of. More than 11 weeks in, she finally got paid all the benefits she was owed. Ertle used the money to catch up on late bills, but now without the extra $600 benefit, she gets just $84 a week.
I've kind of come to the realization if they don't pass anything soon, I'm going to be in dire straits, you know? So I feel helpless. I mean, I can write letters all day long or I could go to a protest, but in the back of my head, I'm thinking they're only going to do what they're going to do.
The Department of Workforce Development says many people get payments in 21 days or less. Those claims usually have straightforward work histories and get processed easily by an automated system. But for many people, finding and keeping work is kind of complicated, especially right now. Take Christina Rush, for example. She drove school buses for Indianapolis Public Schools. Her company's contract ended in the middle of the pandemic, so her and lots of other drivers went to another company. But orientation was canceled when an employee tested positive. Then IPS announced they would start school virtually, so no need for bus drivers yet.
So I'm just kind of in limbo right now. They're saying October would be the earliest that we would have a return day to work.
Rush stopped getting unemployment benefits even though she still hasn't worked a single hour. DWD labeled her issue as a normal customary shutdown. It even told her she had to pay back some benefits.
So how could you possibly tell me that because I applied for a job and accepted an offer, then now I owe you money, and I haven't even received a check from these people. Like, I haven't even sat in a classroom for training.
Meanwhile, she's trying to support four daughters, one heading off to college in just weeks. Rush wants to be clear. She doesn't blame the people who work in Indiana's unemployment system. She gets it. They're swamped, and we're all still living in a pandemic. She even knows other people who have waited much longer for benefits. But it's hard not to feel angry sometimes.
Y'all can go home and feed your kids. Y'all can go home and pay your bills. Ask a single parent what it's like trying to make a meal stretch for a week. Stretch $20 for gas for the week. That's really what's going on right now. You know, like, that's the raw, uncut truth. That's what we're dealing with right now.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.